New York City mayor rallies behind ghost gun ban after NYC subway attack. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 13, 2022. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., rallied behind the Democrat effort to ban so-called ghost guns following Tuesday's subway attack. It is not known where or how the attacker acquired his gun, but Adams made clear that a ban on so-called ghost guns should be part of the response. Young Americans for Liberty tweeted video of Adams talking to CNN about the issue of crime. "The problem we're facing is the problem that's hitting our entire nation right now, and that is why this is a national response. We need a national response to this crime," he said. Adams pointed out that police officers have removed 1,800 guns from NYC streets during the past 3 months. Then added, "We're going to continue to do our jobs, but there is some assistance that's going to be needed in our city." He then pointed to what he believes to be the need to empower ATF and make ghost guns illegal. Adams also suggested that part of the fight against crime includes confirming President Biden's latest nominee to direct the ATF. That nominee, Steve Dettelbach, was Barack Obama's Harvard Law School classmate. The Daily Mail observed that Dettelbach espoused support for an assault weapons ban and universal background checks during an unsuccessful bid to become Attorney General of Ohio in 2018. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.